The Matthews men were a group of merchant sea captains, and they were sailing them in World War II in particular when they were just getting savaged by German U-boats, which were sent over here to this side of the Atlantic to destroy merchant ships. They hauled all the cargo, you know, all the ammunition, the tanks, the planes. Hitler, the U-boats, were determined to stop them. That was their main job. Most of these ships were older, they were defenseless, they were slow, they were really sitting ducks.
Talk a little bit about the family of Captain Jesse and Henrietta Hodges and their seven sons. That's a big portion of your book, right?
They are one of many families in Little Matthews County that was very heavily involved in the U.S. Merchant Marine. And the Hodges in particular had a father, the patriarch of the family, Captain Jesse Hodges, who was a tough old tugboat captain. He had seven sons, and all of those sons would go on to become captains of merchant ships. At one point during the war, a lot of these brothers were out sailing. Together, they went everywhere. They experienced pretty much everything. Everybody in Matthews knew somebody, either had a family member or a close friend who was on one of these ships that was being attacked. And quite a number of them in Matthews were killed, and the ones who didn't had these kind of hair-raising survival stories with sharks and fires and rough seas and things like that.
Have you been to Matthews?
Yeah, I've spent a great deal of time in Matthews. And Matthews is a very small place. When I started working on it, I went there, somebody gave me a name, and I went to talk to a guy. And I would always ask guys or women, when I talked to them, I'd say, you know anybody else around here who is involved in this story? And they would say, oh yeah, go down to the end of the creek here and talk to Bessie. You know, her father was killed by a U-boat.
What about during the war? Like, did they know that this was happening? Did they know that people were being sent out to deal with this?
They knew better than most people in the country did, because most of the country was focused on the warships.
They must have been in a lot of danger, not just from the U-boats.
No, I mean, going to sea, of course, was dangerous, but they were also attacked by bombers, and there was a lot of things to be concerned about. It was really dangerous work, and the casualty rate was very high.
So for the men who survived, how did they do it?
Perseverance, you know. When you were torpedoed on a ship, sometimes you were lucky, sometimes very easy. Some people would get torpedoed, and they'd get into a lifeboat and get picked right up and never get their feet wet. But other people went through these terrible ordeals. You know, they were literally people that were attacked by sharks and who drowned, froze to death and drowned in rough seas, you know, huge waves. And sometimes the oil would go in the water and catch on fire and create these flaming oil slicks, and people would die. But some of these guys would survive over and over again. There's a guy mentioned in the book that survived being torpedoed 10 times and went right back out. You know, when he got back, he would spend 30 days. You could recuperate, and then you had to be out on another ship or you could be drafted.
They were fearless.
They were.
General Dwight D. Eisenhower said, quote, "There's no organization that will share its credit more deservedly than the Merchant Marine." I assume you agree with that?
They certainly deserve the credit. I'm not sure they really got, they ended up not getting much credit. But yeah, they certainly deserve it. They were responsible. These guys, I think, were sort of left out of history books and the government benefits and everything. So it was a sad story for them, but they still took part in it.
Well, they're getting some credit now because of your book.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully the book will help people see what these guys did.
William Jarrell, thank you so much for your time today. We're looking forward to your Books and Brews interview. It's going to be great.
Thanks for your time.